hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bravo East Coast Housewives. It is your main bitch, Kim. Hey, and I have a special guest. She's been on it before with her husband, but today she is riding solo on the Bravo bus. Everybody, yins, guys, give it up for Miss Sarah Klinvex. Hey, gal, what's going on?
Hey, not too much. Happy to be here. Good way to Yay. Fight off Sunday scaries. So,
yes.
Talk about Bravo.
So, okay. Before we started this recording, Yin's guys, because she was telling me that, what are you drinking? You're drinking some wine.
Kim Crawford, of course, our girl.
Kim Crawford. Oh my God. Is that that commercial?
That commercial? Yeah. With like yoga pants and you're like working out. Yeah.
Yes. I love it. So we were talking about that, and I said, oh, man, I left my, like, you know, my margarita thing, skinny girl, but it's not skinny girl, because when I went to the liquor store the other day, I said to them, I said, excuse me, do you guys have skinny girl? And they're like, oh, well, you know, that's actually a different company. They sold whatever. It's going to come back out with different ingredients or something. So okay. I don't know. Is it still going to be skinny girl? Like, they are reproducing just different shit now.
I don't know.
I'm scared because it's not going to taste as good.
Yeah.
Have you ever had it?
I haven't had it, but I know the bottle. Like, it kind of looks, it does it kind of look like a Grey Goose bottle, but it has like a little stick figure, like skinny girl on it.
Yeah. And it says margarita.
I haven't had it. I wonder, hopefully it's not like a weird Pennsylvania thing, but it sounds like we've sold it before, right?
Well, you know what? Yes. But I know when the pandemic was happening and going on and all that kind of stuff, there wasn't any to be found. And you would be lucky if you found one. So.
Wow. People were trying to be a little health conscious, I guess, in the moment.
I guess so. I don't know. So, but yins, guys. Okay. So I know I wasn't on last week. Don't hate me. I'm so sorry. But I'm back. It's okay. We're all good. We had a week off. But yins, guys, there's so much going on. You know it. We know it. Everyone knows it. Scandoval. Sarah, your thoughts. Give me the scoop of where were you when you saw it? Where were you when you saw the episode that Andy was let? Well, that was stupid because you were probably in your house. So, but yeah, just tell me your thoughts on Scandoval and everything about it.
Well, so I found out I was sitting in this exact spot working, doing That's my awesome. Day job. Yeah. But I got a text from a couple ladylopes, shout out, group text.
AHS.
Group text about Scandoval. I think it was, I don't know, like, what tabloid posted, probably TMZ. Got the rundown, basically, that this has been going on. Had the same questions as everyone else, I think. Like, you know, did Schwartz
know? Did you see the TMZ? Did you see those interviews?
Oh,
with
afterwards?
Raquel at the nail salon.
I mean,
and then
those...
Sandoval doing hindsight.
Yeah. I feel like those interviews, I heard that they were, like, planned. Basically. Which I'm like, well,
that's
makes
not
sense.
Shocking.
How convenient,
that's
right?
That's not shocking.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know. I think that Tom knew. I think everybody thinks Tom knew.
Oh, 100% Schwartz knew.
Yeah. And then did you watch the, Watch What Happens Live with Jax?
Yes.
And, like, not that we should believe anything that Jax says, but Jax
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Jax did say that Schwartz knew. Like, maybe he didn't know the whole time, but, like, at some point he knew, and that he tried to encourage Sandoval to, like, tell the truth or come forward or something. It was a very believable story. So even though Jax is not...
all of Jax's stories were back in the day.
Yeah.
Did you know that they're coming back?
Are they actually coming back? That's great.
Yeah, I saw it. Let me check. I saved some shit in my Instagram. So I can make sure that I'm not misquoting myself.
I mean,
we don't know if this is always true.
Usually when Andy has people coming back on Watch What Happens Live, I feel like it's so they can get a sense of, like, should we bring these people back? Like, how do people respond?
Yeah, like they're not on a pause like Dorinda.
Yeah.
Okay, it says, blocked by Jax. That's the Instagram handle. says they're back. Jax Taylor confirms him and Brittany have signed contracts for Vanderpump Rules season 11.
Okay, so sounds like they're
How
back.
About them apples?
I mean, are they going to, like, move out there? Like, aren't they in, like, Kentucky or something? Or did I just assume? I may have just assumed that they moved out there.
Because they weren't on the show.
Well, because they, I mean,
they weren't on the show, so
they
moved back to Kentucky.
Wait, so they are?
No, because they still have that, they have that house. I think they still have that same house.
Oh, wow. So they've been around this whole time and just, like, not on the show.
Yeah, but you know what they're doing right now to make their money, I guess, is they have a podcast.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
They just started it.
Okay. Well, I love
what the
her.
Hell?
I mean, Jax, I don't know. I
you
guess
know
if
what?
I were him, I would take this moment and run with it. Like,
oh, my God. Of course. I'm sure that they probably would enjoy the money. I mean,
yeah.
Their house, I think, is pretty expensive. I don't know if it's paid off. But the thing is, did you notice whenever Andy was talking, like, bad-mouthing Sandoval and Raquel or whatever, and if it was something bad that Jax said, Brittany was kind of, she always, like, laughs it off in a way, so it's like, because she's put in an awkward position most of the time with that kind of stuff, because she's like, I want to be supportive of my husband, but I also don't want to be, like, an asshole friend, like, what do I do?
Yeah.
So she kind of, like, laughs in between to, I don't know, I always find that awkward.
Like, cut the,
that's just,
like,
me, though.
Like, she does it to cut the awkwardness, but it makes you feel even more awkward because it's, like,
yeah, I guess, but, like, yeah, maybe. And maybe she's, like, I don't want any of my friends to get mad at me because, like, I'm kind of, I don't know. It's just odd. It's an awkward spot that she, yeah, she wants to save face. She wants to be cool with everyone. And that's why people love her. I mean,
yeah,
she's, like, everyone's favorite.
Yeah, true.
Like Tom Schwartz, but not anymore.
She could safely, like, side with Ariana, I think, like everyone else has.
Oh, yeah,
like,
she definitely
the whole country.
Did, for sure.
Like, I mean,
yes, exactly.
Let's just take a moment to appreciate, you know, in a divided country that we have all come together, like, for Ariana. Like, it's been a long time.
This is the one time that we can all come together is to support hashtag Team Ariana. Did you see that she got a Lifetime movie gig?
No, but that's great. Like, she's acting in it? Is it going to be?
Yes, she's like a detective in it.
A detective. Okay. I'm definitely going to watch that.
Yeah, it's funny because I think whenever, I don't know if it was after the reunion, but I think maybe the following day or the day after she left to go film.
Wow.
But did you also see after the reunion? I'm sure you saw the photos of Raquel and Sandoval sitting outside in the black and all that kind of shit. He's like wearing a trench coat or some shit.
Yeah.
Whenever she left Ariana to go to her filming, Raquel supposedly spent the night there. Did you see that?
So I saw that.
Yes.
And like I want to just like, what is it with all these clips of them with luggage and like they like just can't get the luggage into the car, like what is it, why is it such a struggle? Like, you
think, oh my god,
you'd pack a little bit lighter if like you're gonna be in that situation. But no.
Right. Did you see that there was one company that came out
Bays.
And said, we are not.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. B-E-I-S.
Yeah. Yes.
And they said that this was not a marketing thing.
Part of
like,
me is
they
like,
don't
yes,
even want to be attached to her. I mean, it's insane. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't either.
Hilarious.
No. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's nuts. Are you watching Vanderpump Rules?
Yes. Yeah.
What are you, are you, listen, I remember last season, it was okay. Then the season before, I was like, And I said on my podcast a couple times, I was like, Vanderpump really needs to step up because it seems to be going downhill. Well, boy, oh boy, if it hasn't stepped up. Oh, my God. I think it might be the hottest show on Bravo right now.
I think you're right. I mean, wasn't it on like, it was at least on CNN, if not the New York Times. Like, it picked up like national media coverage.
It did. It did.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, what's a Vanderpump Rule?
Yeah, actually, one of my friend's dads was like asking about it recently. And apparently, he's Team Ariana. So, like, literally
That's
everyone
amazing.
Is with her. But I mean, I agree. I thought that it was kind of getting boring, kind of like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Like, they were bringing on some new cast like that,
like just randos, looked
like other people in the cast.
Right.
Yeah, it seemed like Charlie. It was struggling. Yeah, like I honestly, I don't even remember her name. She's just like little. She's basically replacement Sheena, right?
She's
like,
baby Sheena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they really stepped up.
What do you think of Schwartz and the relationship with him and Katie right now? He fucked up. Let's just be real. Did. Like, I would never want to be married to him. Ever.
No. I mean, I feel like it's such a shame. I like them both. I don't think that they ever really should have. I don't think they were ever going to work out. Yeah, I don't, like, which, I mean, of course, it's easy to say that now, but, like, I just feel like, I don't know. It's weird because they aren't that young, but, like, they were just not in a mature state as individuals you know, have committed maybe that early.
Do you think Katie has too high expectations of him, or do you think she's relatively normal with what a wife would want from her husband? I don't know. You're married, so you would know more than I.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like he was pretty absent. So, I mean, even he said it. Like, he was basically like, this whole business venture, like, ruined my marriage. So, like, it seems pretty clear that that was the issue. And, like, I definitely could understand, you know, if something like that happened to me, like, I would probably be resentful.
Do you think that was the main issue, was the bar? Or do you think there were others? I think there was another.
What else do you think? Like, another person?
Like, no, I think there was another reason why they ended their marriage.
What do you think there was another? I'm curious.
I think Sandoval fucked it up.
What do you think he did? Well, that's not that I could get, like, on board with that. I mean, he gets involved in everyone's stuff. He would always take his
side.
Yeah.
Well, he would always take his side. He would always stick up for Sandoval. He would never, ever, ever stick up for Katie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of crazy because he probably does that because they're business partners, but, like, he should probably be like, well, Katie's my life partner. Like, maybe, maybe he could have applied that logic to her. So, yeah, I could see that. That's probably fair.
They're saying too, like, obviously right now we're seeing that Raquel is taking a shine, if you will, to Schwartz, right?
Yeah.
People are saying that this was a diversion to what was actually going on behind the scenes, if you will.
Yeah.
That no one knew about. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it was a diversion. I think I won't go as far as to say that Sheena knew. I think she was kind of like, I do think she was too excited about it, like, especially considering she's friends with Katie, or like at least they're in a circle together, like she should have just not gotten involved. But I do think that that was kind of a diversion, and it seems like too obvious now, like how far they went with it. So
are you watching it differently now? Like, are you watching the show differently now because you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. With each scene, like, okay, so what was it? The last episode when they had that little party at Tom and Ariana's.
I know what you're going to say. Yeah, go ahead.
Whenever Raquel came in and she's like, what's going on, girls? And then Lala's like, do you want to partake in this conversation? She's like, yeah. And then all of a sudden you have Tom, you never even stung. And I'm like, oh my God, look at his face. What is his eyebrows doing? Like, oh my God, what are they doing? How is she looking? That's what I'm doing right now.
I'm doing that, but I'm also like, this is sad, but like, I think it was the last episode where Ariana like kicks off like a toast. Like, it was like very nice. The last episode, and I was like, I just see it differently. Like, I'm like, look at her, like, she's so nice, and like, just you know.
And she even said, whenever Raquel came into their house and she was in her bathing suit, and she's like, talk about the hottest woman in this house or whatever.
Aww,
and I was just like, oh my God. Oh my god. The episode that I'm really looking forward to is whenever, obviously, we saw in the mid-season trailer, whenever Tom took something out of the cupboard and he's like, do you want anything? And then Ariana just looks at him and says, for you to die. Dude,
I hope it's like he took out the garbage but didn't put a garbage bag back in, like, because like I feel like everyone would be like, oh, okay, that makes sense, like that tracks. Like,
That would be amazing. Oh my God. If that's true, I'm going to like shoot you a text and I'll be like, oh my God, you were like, so right.
Like you knew it. Man. Like nothing makes my blood boil like that.
Oh my God. Speaking of blood boil, you're sounding like Lala Ken. What do you think of her this season?
Oh my God. Well, okay.
With her newfound, I got to get the D.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So Lala is great on social media right now. And so is James Kennedy. Yes. Like they are just, they're so, like, that's actually, I don't know if this counts as like in season because it's out of season, but it's while it's airing. Like this is peak. This moment was for them. And
yes.
I'm loving it.
They're thriving.
Yeah, but she's like pretty rough on the episodes, I think, right now. Yeah. I don't know. I just think the way that she was with Raquel, like that whole trip was just like, I do think it's there's weird. Something to be said. Like if you didn't know like what yeah. came out, like it would be a situation where you'd be like, they were just being mean girls to her.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Raquel definitely said things she shouldn't have and was being, like, a complete idiot, but I feel
yeah,
like...
Yeah, like, putting in food with aluminum foil in the microwave.
Yeah. She wasn't there fully, like, and she was saying stupid stuff, but I do feel like there was kind of a mean girl situation going on there, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't... It's hard to feel bad for her at this point.
Would you rock the galaxy lights? For yourself, not for
honestly,
your little
yeah.
gal.
Yeah, yeah, I would. I'm into that. Yeah, like I was like, I need that
too.
I need that.
I mean, I have like Christmas lights in my room right now.
Okay,
you know, like, the twinkle lights.
I think you're ready. You're ready for an upgrade. Yeah. Like you need the whole galaxy
For the galaxy lights.
I think.
Well, I'm not
gonna
call
it.
Up Raquel. I think I'll just shop it on Amazon.
I think that you can get one for like $40.
Probably.
Yeah.
So you're down with the galaxy lights. Are you down with a Schwartz pinata? That
actually,
was weird.
I don't remember the pinata. What was it?
Really?
Was it just like a regular pinata? Like a classic?
It was of Tom Schwartz.
Okay. Like,
it
no,
was Tom
I know what
Schwartz
you're talking about.
With the green pants and the sandals and the white shirt.
It feels a little desperate to me. Like just even doing that. Like it just seems like a bit much.
Ooh, I also found this too. Did you know that James's girlfriend, now girlfriend, was on a reality show before?
No.
Yes. Her first reality TV show, got it right here, 2014, called The Valley. Okay.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I've seen some random ones, you know. The pandemic got me into some weird old TV shows.
Some weird.
So. But I haven't seen
so
that
it
one.
So it seems as if it was on the CW. The CW on Sundays. Just looks like a bunch of young kids trying to live out their life in the valley or something. And then someone said, I got this on...
So is it like,
by
is it
wig,
kind of like
drama.
Laguna Beach?
Yeah, I would think that. I think that. But like,
okay.
Yeah. And it says, this is by wig hello drama Instagram handle, FYI. And I guess it says, after watching this episode, it's very clear that she doesn't like James really at all and wants to be on the show. This confirms it for me. And James is completely smothering her to cover that he's not over Raquel at all. Self-serving relationships.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like they're both not really in it, but it's working for them in a weird way.
I still don't think that he's over Raquel. I mean,
no.
He probably is now, but like during filming, it didn't seem like he was.
I think, I don't know. I don't think he still really likes her. I think he just is ashamed and wants her to be the one. Like he doesn't want to be the rejected one. I think
right.
That's really all it
he
is.
He wants to be the dumper, not the dumpy, as Lisa Vanderpump says.
Yes, that's where he is. So,
do you like Allie? She looks like she's 12.
Yeah, she's kind of boring, and I mostly just feel bad for her, like, at dinner when James is just, like, going off at dinner, and we're like, oh, here we go, here he is.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God, I love it. He is such an emotional man. I don't think I've ever seen a more emotional man in my life than James Kennedy.
No, I love, did you see in his, like, confessional when he was, like, touching up his makeup and just, like, popping off? I was like, this is perfect. Like, he's Like, he's off, like, he's so awful, but he's, like, the best at the same time.
He's
so.
A treasure. He yeah. is a Bravo Vanderpump Rules treasure, I he would is. Say.
Yeah.
He's so great. Let me, would you go to Schwartz and Sandy's if you were in Los Angeles, or would you rather go to Tom Tom?
I think I'd be holding out for the sandwich shop at this point. And it's not because of, like, loyalty to the cast. I just love sandwiches on it. Like,
yes.
So I would
hold out. Do you think this whole scandal, though, has helped their popularity, if you will?
With the restaurant?
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I feel like there's been a backlash. Like,
really?
Well, at least, like, a lot of people were saying, like, don't go there. And, like, I think Sandoval's first post was not really even apologetic to Ariana. And it was, like, it was just about, like, don't affect my business. Like, there are other people involved.
Yes.
Like, so I don't know. Maybe they were getting hit.
No, I'm talking about something about her. Do you feel like they're getting more of a buzz now because of this whole scandal?
Oh, for sure. I think they'll do well. Like,
Schwartz and Sandy's, they're losing business because of it, for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Also, I mean, I can't even believe, like, what? I can't remember. Is it Greg? Is Greg there?
Who's the other owner?
Yeah, that's like.
Yeah,
really...
yeah.
So, like. I don't know. His menu and, like, what he wants, like, it's, like, a little bit... He seems
it's
a little
such an
flighty.
Oddball.
Yeah.
They're all odd. Like, how would one person think that that would be a good idea to, like, have the two of them branch off and try to do it themselves?
I don't know.
I mean,
we're
going
to have
buffoons.
To ask LVP.
Like, I don't even understand.
Herself.
Like, yeah. I just... I'm just like, how does this even work? Like, I don't understand it. And then you have Tom Sandoval thinking that he's like the freaking Freddie Mercury doing the Tom Sandoval and the most extras. Like,
oh my God. No. Yeah. I so I think the sandwich shop is going to be great. I think it could be complete bias here.
Are you
going to
buy their merch?
I mean, with all due. It depends on what it looks like. Like, if it looks good.
Okay.
I've considered the Daryl hoodie.
Oh my God, the sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's open in a tab for me.
Send it to Daryl. That was great.
Yes.
I do have to say, with all due, as Andy would say, the something about her shirts. I feel like you could just go to Michael's, buy a shirt, and then do it yourself.
For sure.
Like, I know that you got the Married to the Mob shirt that you were all upset about.
Yeah.
That, in my opinion, is better than the something about her. Like, literally, it's just a font that they stuck on the front of the shirt.
I mean.
It's almost like Times New Roman, something about her on a white shirt, and then it's done. Like, I can't mess with that.
I don't think, I mean, I probably won't get any more Bravo merch, even though I have it in a tab. I did want to get...
On Etsy?
No, I have, like, I went through Lala's account and was like, I'm going to get her Send It to Daryl hoodie, but...
I'm not going to lie. If you were to get a Send It to Daryl, I'll get one.
Oh, you want me in on this, so we both get the...
No, I'm just saying, if you do it, let me know and I'll do it too.
Okay, I will. I also looked into Brooks Marks.
Let it simmer in your mind.
I looked into Brooks Marks, like, sweatsuits before.
Oh my.
You can't get one.
Well, yins, guys. That was part one with the pod hang, of course, with Miss Sarah Klinvex. I mean, I tell you, it's been a minute since she's been on, but I feel like I just spoke to her yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So... Yes, tune in next week because we're going to have more of Sarah's thoughts with everything Bravo, especially what's going on right now. Scandal, Jersey, Summer House. Let's hear what she thinks about Summer House. Make sure you guys stick around and come back next week. And in the meantime, give me a follow on the Instagram, of course, at Bravo Yinzer. Yinzer spelled Y-I-N-Z-E-R. And of course, follow us at Believe Network and at Believe Lifestyle. That's Believe, B-L-E-A-V. Yes, Yins guys, I hope you have an amazing weekend. Hopefully the weather is going to be nice wherever you are. And if not, I guess you could go to Disney World. I don't know. I like Disney World. I'm going there in June. I'm so excited. I can't stop thinking about it, clearly. But Yin's guys have an amazing rest of the week and weekend. And I will catch Yin's guys next time.